One of the things you want to talk about is some new murals that are going up in Wynyard.
Yes, look, we're not grabbing the limelight from Sheffield, but we have a big blank space on the wall of Woolies in the main street of Wynyard, and through negotiations and cooperation with the landlord and Woolies and the council, there is going to be, within the next few weeks, some murals erected along that wall to depict various scenes of our municipality and activities and industry, so that's going to lighten the main street up enormously.
Yep, sounds like a fantastic idea, and you've answered my next question, because I was going to ask you what theme will they be taking. Obviously a very local theme by the sound of it.
Yes, things like tulips and our dairy industry and various other scenic patches around the municipality, so it's going to be interesting to see. I'm very excited and about lighting up that wall from Dixon's Pharmacy to the main door of Woolies, which has been a very, long blank patch of the street for many years.
Yep, no, it certainly look good, I'm sure, about that. Now, you've also given permission to a group to start a men's shed in Waratah, which is terrific news.
Yeah, look, this is enormous to think that there's a group there with the interest to start up a men's shed. Not a lot happens at Waratah, and for an activity of this nature to begin, I think it'll be the beginning of many things. A good, approach. And the Elmer Fagan Hall, it's a stadium, a youth stadium, actually. It's got squash courts and basketball stadium and all that. It'll be the biggest men's shed in Australia, I think.
Oh, that's good. We can lay our hat on that one.
Yeah. Tell me something.
Yeah, absolutely. The Tasmanian Tidy Town Awards are being announced tomorrow in Tryobana, and you're heading down to that. And Wynyard's won that a couple of years ago, or won it a couple of times, I should say.
Yeah.
But you're suggesting that this year you're not holding out too much hope because the actual inspection was done during the floods.
Yeah, very difficult time, Martin, but all things taken into account, that may be given consideration on how we were handling things, because everything was pretty tidy before the flood, and it was quite evident what the flood had done. But, I'll be dodging down to Tryobana early tomorrow. Tryobana won it last year, and they are the host, the winning town from the year before.
Oh, yes, like Eurovision.
Yeah,
just like Eurovision.
Right. That's right. So, we'll be there along with many other representatives from the towns along the coast, and, we'll just, we support it because it's a great event. It keeps groups of municipalities and the crews, the outside workforce and things like that on the edge because they take a lot of interest in it, especially our Parks and Gardens crew.
Yeah, look, it's a prestigious award, and it's obvious the pride that the people of Waratah Wynyard take in their municipality by the fact that Wynyard's won it twice before.
Yeah, look, it's a prestigious award, and it puts that town on the map, and the winning Tasmanian town then goes to the national titles. And I'm not sure. I think that might be in South Australia this year. I'm not sure, but look, it does. It puts you on the map nationally, which is you can take your wares along and display, have a stall on the day of the announcement, whichever state it might be in, and gives you opportunity to show the country what we've got.
And I guess if you miss out this year, maybe the new mural on the supermarket in Wynyard might just be the thing to tip you over the edge next year.
It might give us a gong next year.
Yeah. Now, the Boat Harbour Access Road, we found out a few weeks ago that was affected by floods. We didn't know about it. It was undermined. The road collapsed, and it's almost due to getting to the stage where it's going to be open again soon.
Yeah, due to enormous cooperation by the outside workforce and contractors, tirelessly to bring this road back to to be open. It was one lane there for a week or so, but there's been an enormous job to rectify the problem, and I understand it'll be sealed. It may even be sealed now, but I know I travelled through there the day before yesterday, and it was up level. All the old soft material had been taken away, thousands and thousands of cubic metres of soft rubble, and replaced with good base material, and brought up to a consolidated stage that we've now got access again.
Should last for years too.
That's right. It'll be that part should be stable for many years. You wouldn't think there'd be another problem there, but that water really got into things. The second lot of rain we received after the floods really finished a few things off and caused landslips.
Yeah, I think you're not the only municipality in Tasmania experiencing that at the moment too, and I imagine that it'll still, for the next few weeks and months, we may still find stuff that we didn't know about that was caused by the floods.
Yeah, we're still discovering things like that, Martin, and as you say, it'll continue as we get around to rectify the problems that we do know, we'll find others.
Yep, okay, good. Good that it's repaired and very close to opening again. Robbie, thanks for your time, as always, this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
Thanks very much, Martin.